Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Joining us first from Washington, D.C. is Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. Senator Bennett, welcome to On Point.
Hey, David. Thank you for having me.
I want to turn to the Russia investigation in just a minute or so. But first, I want to ask you a little bit about the shutdown, about, of course, the very thing that made you take to the Senate floor yesterday. There were bills in front of the Senate from the Republican-Democratic sides to resolve this. Both failed. There were talks yesterday. What's the state of play?
I think the state of play is that those votes yesterday made clear that there's actually more support in the Senate, which is a Republican majority Senate, it should be said. There's more support for the Democratic bill than there is for the president's bill. Mm-hmm. And I think Mitch McConnell demonstrated that quite well to Donald Trump yesterday by putting those two bills on the floor. Now it's important for the leadership to come together and reopen this government.
Do you see any signs of a constructive path forward, given, House Speaker Pelosi's insistence there'd be no funding for a specific physical border wall?
Look, I think that if we put a clean continuing resolution on both floors, they would pass because people's constituents are so sick and tired of this. And if Donald Trump then wanted to veto it, we could override that veto in the Senate and the House. This is another case of there being a tyranny of the minority around this place, where the Freedom Caucus seems to get its way every time it wants, and mainstream Republicans and Democrats are not allowed to come together to create bipartisan solutions for the country. So what I hope is that the leaders do reach an agreement today and that we can go forward on that. But if they don't, then we should have a vote in plain sight of the American people, and members of the Senate can decide whether they want to be on record or not voting to perpetuate this vicious shutdown of the federal government. I think that they won't be willing to do that.
And just to be clear for listeners, continuing resolution being that you'd for some weeks keep the government functioning and open, fully
right.
funded and open, allowing a little more breathing space to reach an agreement.
Which, by the way, is also shameful. I've been in the Senate for 10 years, and 40% of the time that I've been here, we have been operating on a continuing resolution, which means that we are not operating the government with a set of budget priorities that actually reflect the priorities of the American people. Instead, we're perpetually moving from one temporary budget to another temporary budget. That's not a way to run an enterprise like the federal government of the United States of America.
I will say, when I was covering Congress 20 years ago, the passing a continuing resolution was seen as basically evidence of failure rather than evidence of success. But times change.
David, and as with so many things these days, at this point, just keeping the lights on in the federal government is considered a success, and that's tragic.
And we're getting reports now that, in fact, the FAA may be grounding flights at LaGuardia Airport as a result of concerns over the ability to handle air traffic control issues.
We're grounding flights while countries all over the world are opening new airports.
All right. I want to turn, Senator, you are on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which has taken a strong interest, obviously, in the special counsel's investigation and related matters when it comes to Russia and the 2016 elections. My recollection is that your chairman has said that he wants to hear from Michael Cohen, the president's former personal lawyer. We obviously have news this morning about Roger Stone, the president's longtime political advisor, as well as an appearance today in court of Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, who's already Manafort has already been found guilty. Stone is under arrest. What do these developments tell you about what we know about both the investigation, but also what we know about the 2016 elections?
Well, I can't speak to the specifics on the Intelligence Committee, but I know that everybody's anxious to hear from Michael Cohen in the Senate. I think that my reaction to Roger Stone's arrest is that this is just the latest of over 30 arrests, 8 convictions as a result of the Mueller investigation. That's the largest number, by the way, of any type of a special investigation like this that we've ever had. So this idea that the president is trying to get away with, that this is a witch hunt, I think is absolutely demonstrably false. And finally, I would say, just as an American and also as somebody who once worked at the Justice Department, seeing the footage this morning of the FBI going to Roger Stone's home was a reminder to me that we still are a nation of laws. We're not a nation of men. And most Americans, I think virtually all Americans, subscribe to the rule of law. And it's nice to see that process working at a time when the president is so cavalier about our democratic traditions and freedoms.
Senator, I know we promised we'd keep a compressed time. I'll ask you one more question,
sure,
if I could. Obviously, Mr. Stone has been indicted for the question of misleading investigators, questions of obstruction of justice, but also the question of his seeking stolen emails for the 2016 election in coordination with Trump campaign officials. It seems to refer back to the WikiLeaks document dump of Democrats. Speaking to CNN this morning, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders repeated a popular presidential refrain, and then she tried to turn the tables on the people questioning her this morning. Here's what she had to say about this morning's development.
As I've said a dozen times, as the president said probably hundreds of times, there was no collusion, there was no wrongdoing by the president. What I also know is that outlets just like yours, CNN, spent a significant time not only looking for information of WikiLeaks, but also reporting on it. Does that mean CNN is guilty of collusion?
Senator Michael Bennett, the White House press secretary, says there was no collusion and it wasn't wrong to look for information. What do you make of that response from the White House?
I think the truth will come out in the end, David, and I think that there's no number of White House talking points that can overcome the truth. And the fact that the president has defined his wrongdoing as either collusion or the absence of collusion does not ignore the fact that we have a federal criminal code that has all kinds of potential crimes that could have been created in the 2016 election. I mean, I think that at this point it's obvious and clear to almost everybody who's observing this that the Russians were working hard to figure out how to elect Donald Trump and defeat Hillary Clinton, and made us vulnerable to their dastardly tactics, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen again in 2020. And I think in the meantime, all of us, Republicans and Democrats together in the Senate, need to do everything we can to defend the Mueller investigation and make sure that he's able to do his job.
Well, that's Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado, member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me. Really appreciate it.